I'd like to invite you to sit down comfortably, your feet flat on the floor, your hands resting in your lap. As you close your eyes, relax, allowing your breathing to fall into whatever pattern feels right for you. Just relax, breathing slowly. And as you do, I'd like you to think of your favorite flower or flowers. Everyone is going to have a different image in their mind at this point, but what is it for you? Really study it. What is it that makes this flower or these flowers so special for you? Is it the color, the shape, the fragrance? Is it big? Is it small, delicate, or more robust? When does this flower come out? Some come out late winter while we still have the snow. Others prefer spring. Yet others don't come into their prime until the warm sun of summer. And yet others don't bloom until much later on, as autumn comes, where it seems everything is coming to an end. And these flowers come into their own special bloom. Your favorite flowers, are they normally found as a group together? Or maybe they mix with other flowers, each giving strength to the others? Perhaps they're more solitary flowers, occurring on their own and doing best when there's none around. Are they colourful? Or are they drab? Remembering that what's plain and dowdy and ugly to one person is absolutely beautiful, stunning and gorgeous to another. What is it about your favourite that attracts you to them? And now just think of a flower that perhaps you wouldn't normally like. A flower that you might think, well, let's not beat about the bush, a flower that you might think is ugly. Picture that flower now. And as you picture it, I'd just like to invite you to consider, what is there about this flower that you can appreciate? Look for the beauty in this most ugly of flowers. Look for its beauty. What is there about it that you can appreciate, that you can like, you could even love? Perhaps it's in its simplicity or its own complexity. Have a look. What is there about this flower which you feel is so ugly? What is it that you could love about it? Because there is always something to love, isn't there? We just need to open ourselves to the possibility. Everyone is unique, different, has its own beauty, its own strengths, its own function in the great scheme of things. For without them, life would be a little more dull, a little less enjoyable. Every single one brings something to the overall whole. Whether they're big and bold and bright, whether they're shy and retiring and almost hide away, they all have a purpose, don't they? Every single one. And we can appreciate and learn to appreciate the beauty and splendor of every single one. Of these flowers, I mean. Because we are talking about flowers, aren't we? And with that in mind, I invite you to come back to here and now. Have a stretch, a yawn, open your eyes. Welcome back, bringing that feeling of love for all. Ah, And if you enjoyed this 5-minute meditation, please remember to give it a like and a comment, a share, a subscribe, give us a review, and check out the other 5-minute meditations, which you can find on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, YouTube, keithmcmonoble.com, Grow Radio, and Patreon, where subscribers can access additional bonus meditations.